It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right. I'm so excited about this segment because what I'm going to break down is if you are taking a statin medication, and by the way, did you know that a lot of people are? Yes, in fact, let's see. So a statin medication is used for high cholesterol, okay? Because high cholesterol is certainly a risk factor for heart disease. And so from 1988 to 1994, all the way to 2005 to 2008, the use of statin drugs by adults 45 years of age and over increased tenfold from 2% to 25%. Now, that was back in 2008, and they have kept those numbers are climbing. And so a lot of people are on statin medications to control their cholesterol because what? Well, guess what? The number one killer of men and women remains heart disease. Gosh darn it. But is a statin medication the answer? Well, I got to tell you something. If you're on a statin medication, there is something vital that you need to know about a nutrient that we have in our body called coenzyme Q10. We're going to talk all about that this segment. So if you're listening, you're on a statin medication, or you know somebody who's on a statin medication, you got to get this information to them, okay? Because it's really, really important. Because guess what? Counterintuitive, right? A statin medication without coenzyme Q10 can actually, so that's a supplement, we're going to talk about supplement form, can actually contribute to heart disease. We don't want that happening. That's completely counterintuitive. I got a small story for you. This was a patient that I saw many, many years ago in my practice. It was a father of an established patient of mine, and his cholesterol was over, I'm not kidding you, 400. So he had a breakdown, of course. We had to triglycerides, HDL, LDL. A lot of people say LDL is quote unquote bad cholesterol. I don't actually like to talk that way. I don't think there's any bad cholesterol. I think it's the amount, okay, that and the health of that cholesterol. LDL actually performs some pretty darn important functions in our body. It's that it's the ratio. Like everything else, there's the balance, okay? Omega-3s, omega-6s, there's the balance. HDL, LDL, there's the balance. So no bad here. We're not going to talk about bad anymore, right? So he came to me. And his cholesterol was so high that I had advocated them actually getting on a cholesterol lowering medication while we worked together to get some ground underneath his feet to understand and identify and treat the cause. Like, why the heck is your cholesterol so darn high? Implementing lifestyle interventions. So, of course, exercise, dietary modifications, etc. And so I told him, though, if you're going to go on the prescribed statin medication that your doc has prescribed for you, I think it's very important that you could take CoQ10. And he was like, yeah, right? So he goes, and how he created his revenue was through betting on the golf course. He was a retired guy, and most of his money came from playing golf. And so he called me up 2.5 weeks later, and he said, Doc, you're losing me money. And I'm like, excuse me, sir, what do you mean? Well, whatever you call it, obviously I'm not a golfer, when he tees off, right? So he's like, I've lost about 25 yards on my shots. And I said, well, you know, you started taking the statin medication that we talked about, right, while we're doing some dietary changes. He said, yeah. And I said, hey, did you take that coenzyme Q10 that I told you? Oh, yeah, no, I forgot about that. Okay, here's what happened, all right? So I'm going to tell you, let me ask a question. Well, what happened? Why does he think I'm losing him money, and why did he lose 25 yards off of his tee shot? Okay, so the medical literature clearly has shown, okay, this is, we're talking about study after study, that these statin medications, and those are medications like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocar, what they do is not only work in the liver to cut off your liver's ability to make cholesterol, but they shut down the production of one of the most important nutrients in the body. Now, of course, I am referring to what I said before, the coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, okay? Now, what many people are unaware of is that fact that CoQ10 is depleted. When it's depleted, what it does do is it causes those LDLs that I talked about to be oxidized. What is that? That's oxidative stress. And let me give you a big fat visual for what oxidation is. Ever had a big, nice, healthy, yummy green bowl of guacamole and it sits outside in the oxygen? And what happens? It gets all brown and mushy, right? But what do? we put like vitamin C in the form of ascorbic acid from lemon lime juice, and we protect it. But when your CoQ10 levels decrease, when you're on a statin, these LDLs become oxidized. Now, this in turn sets off a cascade of events, making the LDL cholesterol basically drill little holes in the arterial wall, causing what? Inflammation. Now, the other thing that happens, okay? This is the following list of health challenges. And this should, I honestly think, if you're on a statin and you're not on CoQ10, it should be a wake-up call, all right? Because when you have CoQ10 deficiency, it can cause fatal cardiomyopathy, it can cause a heart attack, congestive heart failure, okay, exhaustion, cancer, myopathy, depression, a resistant to antidepressants, high blood pressure, gum disease, tooth loss, hair loss, liver disease, sudden complete memory loss, amnesia, cataracts, angina, cancer, folic acid, I think I already said cancer, damaged cell membranes, and a decrease in muscle function. So it's my feeling that my gentleman, who was my patient, was having 25 yards off of his shot because he was deficient in CoQ10, and he was losing muscle function and also experiencing some exhaustion, okay? So it's imperative, and we've been petitioning the FDA for a very, very long time, that if you are on one of these medications, and if you've listened to me long enough and you know anything about me, I think there's a place for everything. I'm not anti-drugs. I'm the daughter of two pharmacists. Are you kidding? My father climbed the corporate ladder of one of the largest pharmaceutical companies my entire life. And I think that medications can save people's lives. But gosh darn it, if we aren't informed, then these medications can actually be working against us. And that's something here on Mindful Medicine that we want to talk about, okay? Because I think that's really, really important. Now, I got to tell you something. This is something that I don't know what happened to it, but people like me, naturopathic doctors, we're not the only ones that know this. There was actually a pharmaceutical company, and it may shock you, but it was back in the 1990s. Merck decided to add CoQ10 to a statin medication. I mean, they even went as far as to get a patent for it. Okay, I can even tell you that patent number, but I don't want to waste your time that way. But you can actually go and download the document on the internet. And so, you know, I think it's quite obvious to everybody that CoQ10 is essential if you're taking a statin medication. I'm not exactly sure whatever happened to the drug, but it never came to the marketplace. I'm not sure why, but again, they wouldn't have created this combination, the statin / CoQ10 drug, if they were not warned of the serious consequences of promoting a statin or prescribing a statin without CoQ10. Now, here's the deal. You can spend some money on getting your coenzyme Q10 tested. You can if you're on a statin medication. But you know what? Sometimes tests are great, and I always use tests to confirm clinical suspicions, but in this case, I'm like, why? If you're on a statin medication, take it from me. The research is there. You need to supplement with CoQ10, all right? And I think that early intervention is completely the key. So what's important to understand about CoQ10 supplementation, after the age of 40, you want to choose the reduced version. Now, what is the reduced version? I'm not going to get into a biochemistry class here, but one of the things that helps me understand reduced versus oxidized, okay? And like I said, don't even worry about this, but I think it's a fun little trick. Ubiquinone, all right, ubiquinone is the oxidized form, ends with an E. And that's a vowel and a vowel. Ubiquinol is the reduced form. After the age of 40, you want to supplement with something called ubiquinol. It's got the L on the end. So R and L, the both consonants, okay? So I think that's important because after the age of 40, we have a hard time converting into ubiquinol. And that's really what we absorb most that makes the cell use that. And it's a precursor for energy. That's what it is. So, and it's called ubiquinone because it's everywhere. It's in each and every cell of the body. So I got this guy 25 yards back, and you can get your health back and your heart health back by taking coenzyme Q10, either ubiquinone or ubiquinol, especially if you're over 40, if you're on a statin medication. All right, because we're trying to help you wake up, use your own mind by giving you thoughtful information, truly helping you stay well. That's what we do here on Radio MD.